In this digital age, we're often overcome by our own impatience. The Marvel Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes that perhaps we should not indulge in such haste.
In a Zen parable, a martial arts student goes to a master warrior and earnestly asks, "I am devoted to studying your martial arts system. How long will it take me to accomplish the mastery of it?" The teacher replies, "Maybe 10 years." The student is disappointed. 10 years, he mutters. "I must master it much faster. I will work hard, practice 10 or 12 hours every day, work nights. How long will it take then?" Teacher replies, "Probably 20. Today we live at breakneck speeds. We're losing one of life's fundamental skills, the art of patience. Since I bought a Kindle, I confess I enjoy speed. I order books on Amazon. With one click, I'm ready to read. The computer's search engines give me instant access to dates and facts. Some blessings we enjoy often have darker sides, however. Speed is our contemporary epidemic. I believe we're all addicted." When I consider flies and other insects whose lives are brief, speed makes sense. They're born, must find a mate, have babies, forage for food, and then die. There's little time to dally, and it's wise that they make haste. We, with our increased longevity, have plenty of time. Our predecessors, even with the disadvantage of less time, lived life at a much more leisurely pace. Even with instant gratification, the hallmark of postmodern generation, people complain of boredom. I think it's our addiction to speed. Our cultural addiction to speed has created a new syndrome called road rage. Drivers, slowed by traffic, can turn motorists into predators. Symptoms include tailgating, making obscene gestures, or screaming while pounding the steering wheel. Driving a car in stalled traffic can be worth your life. You may be shot. Pokey drivers irritate me when I'm driving the St. Michael's Road and get behind a car that's creeping along. I come up close to the rear of the offending vehicle to see who's holding me back. If I see no head above the driver's seat backrest, I know it's got to be an old lady or an old man, reduced in size by age. That the elderly drive slowly makes good sense. They've lived most of their lives. With what remains, they want to savor every minute of it. What is it that fuels our need to be in such a hurry anyway? To save time? To save time for what? Spend the extra time researching on the smartphone? We have more information available to us than at any other time in human history, and it's never enough. We don't know how to use half of it. I am often confronted with the foolishness of hurrying to get somewhere. First, some slug invariably pulls out of a side road and then creeps along at 35 miles per hour. I pass him as quickly as I can. I come to a light. It's always red. I stop. Then, in my rearview mirror, I see the same car I passed a while back creeping up right behind me. I gained no advantage by passing the slow car. My triumph was short-lived. We both arrived at the same place at about the same time. What would the Zen master say to that? Make haste, but make it slowly. George Merrill on the shore.